Praise the Lord. Have your Bible turned tonight to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 22. The Bible says this. Now listen carefully. It says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." So he asked us, James asked this question. He makes this statement. He said, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only." It's not really a question. It's a statement. Amen? He said, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only." I want to preach a question to you tonight, if God will make it, if God will help me for just a minute, on what difference does it make? What difference does it make? Then I have to ask you another question. Then why do we do what we do? Why do we get up on Sunday morning and come down to the house of God? Why do you get up, go through the day Sunday evening, you know, eat your Sunday dinner, get back and go back to church on Sunday night? Why do you get up, get out after you worked hard all day and come to the house of God on Wednesday night? I got to think, why do we do that? What difference does it make? What difference? What I'm asking, does it make a difference? If it doesn't make a difference, then we're just wasting our time. Amen. But I pray that God come with a desire in our heart, praise God, to come in and go out different from what we come in. It's up to God's people to come desiring the things of God. And I tell you, when you pull up to His table, He will feed you. Amen. When you pull up to the table, He'll feed you with His abundance. He'll feed you to overflowing, praise God, till you get so much to run over from somebody else. I will say that that's what we're lacking. We're lacking that in the house of God. We're lacking that because we're not desiring those things of God. And if we ain't very careful, James tells us here, said that we let this old world discourage us, and we get to molly grubs, and we say, well, what difference does it make? Well, that's a question we ought to ask ourselves. What difference does it make? Why do I do what I do? Amen. As we look at this tonight, now I want to go back up to verse 16 for just a minute. Verse 16, it says, James says this, he starts this statement here, and he says, "Do not err, my brethren." Now we know here, in order to study and understand the Bible, we got to realize what they're saying and who they're saying it to. So James is asking, is making a statement here, he says, "Do not err," and he's talking to the brethren. He's talking to those born-again believers, those that believe and trust and rely on the Lord Jesus Christ. But he says, "Do not err." Now, I looked that up in Webster's 1828 dictionary. Now, the word err, that word err, he says, "Do not err." It means, he's saying, do not be deceived, do not be seduced, do not be led astray. That's what that word err means. Amen. It said, so he's saying, don't be deceived, don't be seduced, and don't be led astray. You say, well, preacher, that's pretty much common sense. Well, I want to say this tonight. Listen, common sense ain't common no more. Amen. We're letting the world and everything dictate to us and tell us what to do, where to live, how to act, how to think. Amen. Instead of saying, you know what? I'm my own person. I'm responsible for me, praise God. And I listen to God, and God guides me in a way that I need to go. So what James is saying here, he says, that it makes a difference on how we anticipate and how we approach God and godliness. Amen. If we just come in here half-hearted, you know, well, Lord, bless me if I can. He probably can't. Amen. Because you're not, the Bible says we worship God in spirit and in truth. And if we're not of a mindset to worship, if our spirit ain't linked together, Brother Rex talked about a while ago, you go out into the community and you run into people that love the Lord, like to talk about, you know why that is? You know what happened? The Spirit bears witness. It don't take you but just a few minutes, praise God, the Spirit will hook up, and next thing you know, you can praise the Lord together. If you can't do that, then we need to check up. Because God's people ought to be able to worship God together. Amen? But if we ain't careful, hey, praise God, we'll lose that connection even at the house of God. Hello? Paul, James was saying here, he said, hey, listen, be careful, youngest, that you don't lose that connection with God, because you lose the connection with God, you'll lose the connection with each other. And the devil will push you apart. And then you're out here all by yourself, and it's a lonely world. Amen? We need God and godliness, and we need each other. And Paul said, even so the more as you see the day approaching. That's why we're supposed to assemble ourselves together, praise the Lord, so we can be together. So he goes on in verse 17, he says, for every good gift. Now he says not there, he said, don't be deceived, seduced, or led astray. He said, because every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. He said, everything good about your life is because of God. Amen? Have you ever thought about what this world, now look at me just a minute. Have you ever thought about what this world would be like if God and godliness was gone? Amen. I mean, if the spirit of rightness was lifted out of here, like it's going to be one day during the tribulation, and the world just left to itself, it would be literally that. Every man, woman, boy, girl, for themselves. Be killing and maiming, and it's going to be the awfulest mess you ever seen. Amen. But he said, hey, listen, we got to come together and realize that everything's good because God's good. Amen. We serve a good God. Cares about us and he loves us. Amen. He said, come down from the Father of light. Ain't you glad God don't leave you in the dark? He better than Motel 6. He'll turn the light on for you. Amen. Praise God. Show you the error of your ways and the goodness of his. Draw you into that perfect light. Praise God. He said, with whom is no variableness, nor neither shadow of turning. Amen. He said, there's no variable. God don't change. You can depend, you can trust in God. You know, there's not many people that you can trust in. Amen. Now, you can't even put your trust in me because I'll let you down. Hey, I might tell y'all, I'll see you in a few minutes and something come up and I'll not be able to make it. I'd be calling you best I could. Hey, listen, I'm sorry, I'm going to be late. I'm not going to make it. But I want to say, God, hey, he never changes. He's always the same. And he's always there for you. And not even, he said, there's not even a shadow of turning. He said, there's not even a thought of God changing who he is. Amen. His virtue and his righteousness will always be and have always been. Praise God. Ain't that a marvelous thing? Praise God. Bless his holy name. So, but he goes on verse 18 and he says this, of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Amen. So he says here, what makes a difference? What difference does it make whether we worship, what we do, how we act or react about God and the things of God? Because God is trying to help us. Amen. And he said that we're begotten by his word. Amen. In other words, it's the word of God that brings salvation. It's the word of God through which we are born again. Amen. Because it's through the word of God that we realize that we're old sinners in need of a Savior. Amen. So it makes a difference, praise God. What makes a difference? The word of God makes a difference. We need it, praise God, because it is the means of salvation. It's that turns us in, makes us that first fruit of the creatures. Amen. The creation, God, amen. It makes me and you a little different. Amen. It makes us unique, amen, in God's creation. He allows us, amen, a special opportunity to become a child of the King. Praise God. Bless his holy name. So he said, of his own will begot he us. Amen. That word begat, you know what that means? That means to be, but to bring forth. Amen. It means to bring forth. It means, you know, if you go through the lineage over there in Matthew, and he said, such and such begot this one and begot that one. It means, hey, it brought forth. They were birthed into this thing. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, God begot us. When we got saved, praise God, he birthed you in. I believe what's wrong with a lot of folks sitting in a Baptist church, they've never been birthed in. They're just sitting on the sidelines of watching. A looking in. But we've never been birthed into the family of God. You ever get birthed in, praise God, it'll make a difference. What difference does it make? Praise God, that'll make a difference. Amen. Why do you do what you do? Praise God, that'll make a difference in why you do what you do. When you're birthed in to the family of God, praise God, you see things in a different aspect. Amen. That birthing process. He goes on in verse 19. He said, wherefore. Now this word wherefore is literally because of. And it's pointing back to that birthing process. Amen. It's pointing back, praise God, to where you got in and was excited about it. Amen. He said, wherefore, my beloved, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. So here he says, you know what? He says, because if we were birthed in, he says, because we got in on this thing, he said, we got to stop and we got to hear and receive that God's got for us. And we begin to hear and receive the instruction coming from God. I believe if we could get a hold of the instruction God's got for every one of us, I believe it'd change us absolutely, positively, absolutely transform us, amen, into something different. That's what it ought to do, amen. It ought to what difference does it make? It ought to make all the difference in the world when we get saved, when we begin to be instructed by God. But now I know a lot of us, we're prideful. We don't like instruction. You know, we look down our nose over our glasses. Don't you tell me what to do. I don't want to hear that. Amen. But if we ain't careful, that's what we do with God. He said, you know what? I love you. I care for you. I want to show you the right way. I want to take you my way, glory be God. And we say, now wait a minute, Lord. I don't want to hear that. I'm doing this thing my way. Bless God. Huh? And if we ain't careful, praise God, we get so far into ourselves, praise God, that we forget about God. Amen? But if we'll take and learn from the instruction, but we got to be able to hear first. Amen? In other words, when you come in, you got to be willing to listen. Now, let me just say this. If we ain't very careful, we'll get back there, even in the house of God, we'll get back there and we'll get so distracted. You know, me and Brett Rex talked about this for church. As you get older, we revert back to our childhood. I believe that. Amen? When you're a little kid, your attention span just 15, 20 minutes max. I believe as we get older, we revert back to that childhood and our attention span just falls. Hey, if you ain't careful, you get there in a few minutes, amen, you'll sit there a few minutes, and then you'll start playing with the children. Now, the children are being good. They're doing all right. Amen? But because you're getting bored, amen, you're already distracted. So you'll get the pulling and the pinching at them young till you get them a squiggling. Amen? And the next thing you know, two or three rows, they're just totally off somewhere else because they're watching a circus. Amen? Now you know I'm telling right. We don't come to listen and to learn and to hear what God's trying to tell us. Amen. We are to come, praise God, with a focus and a desire for God to feed us from His bountiful supply. Amen. Till, praise God, we go out of here busted at the seams. And we can't do that if we're distracted. Amen. But let me rephrase that. If we allow ourselves to be distracted. Now, I ain't got a problem with these little youngins. Little old youngins will be little old youngins. And amen. And they'll figure out in a while with mom and dad helping them that they need to sit there and be quiet and respect the house of God. Amen. But you know what? Part of their problem isn't their fault. It's because we don't teach them that you're supposed to reverence God's house and you're supposed to respect people when they're up singing or preaching or talking or teaching. Praise God. They're supposed to show respect. Amen. When God didn't. But it goes same way with me and us. When God's trying to speak to us, we are to show Him respect. We are to be willing to listen and hear, praise God, and heed what He's saying. Oh, me. Amen. Boy, I appreciate it. I love it. When these fellas get up and teach and preach. As I said, boy, this got all over my heart Sunday sitting there, and Brother Charles was teaching, and I just kept seeing this and seeing this. I said, oh, God, boy, that's some good stuff. You know, preacher, why are you preaching on this? We just talked through it. You've preached through it before. I tell you what, it never gets old. Amen. It's new, praise God. How do you know? Because it's stirring my heart. Amen. It's reviving my soul. Give me something that I need, amen. So what he's telling us here, when we're in God's house, when we're in the society, we need to pay careful attention to what God's got for you. Amen? You realize God's got something specifically for you every time you come? I mean, He's got a cartload. He wants to load your wagon up, praise God. And if you come looking to be loaded, praise God, you'll go out of here with the wheels a-wobbling. Amen? If you come looking to receive, He'll load you up with a bountiful supply. But we got to be willing to hear. Amen? He said, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak. He said we need to be swift to hear, but we don't need to be swift to speak. He said, in other words, what he's saying here, he said, sometimes we just need to stop and listen to God. See what He wants to say to us. Because every time that book's open, He's speaking to you. We got a mentality in our churches that that preacher's a preaching to them. Well, that preacher's a giving them that. No, praise God, God's trying to speak to all of us. Amen. He doesn't isolate nobody out. Hey, praise God, He's got a little bit for Brother Kim, and a little bit for Brother, and a little bit for Brother Scott. Praise God, He's got a little bit to pass out to everybody. Amen. It's not of any private interpretation. It's, praise God, it's God's Word that's been manifest through the ages, all through the book, praise God, and it's to me and you. Amen. So we see that we need to be swift to hear, praise God, to hear the Word of God. Come respecting God's house. Amen. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5. He talks about that. In Ecclesiastes, he talks about coming into God's house with an ear to hear. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1, the Bible says, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God. Now, in other words, what he's saying here, now listen, he said, keep thy foot. He said, remember, praise God, you go to the house of God, it's holy ground. Amen? Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. When we come to the house of God, this is holy ground. Amen. He said, keep thy foot. He said, in other words, just like Exodus over there, he told Moses, he said, take off your shoes because you're on holy ground. Amen. He said, when you come into the house of God, he said, it's a holy place where we meet with the holy God. Amen. He says, when thou goest to the house of God and be more ready, now listen, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifices of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Amen. He said, when you go to the house of God, go really with a reverence, praise God, a reverent fear, and say, you know what? I want to hear from God. Amen. But now listen to what he says in verse 2. He explains that. He said, but not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Amen. In other words, he said, hey, listen, we need to spend more time listening to God than we need to be speaking about other things. Amen. If we ain't careful, we get ahead of God. Amen. Ecclesiastes 5, where we was at. Amen. He said we need to be ready to hear from God. Come in with a reverent heart, ready to hear from God. And God, praise God, we'll hear from Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it makes a difference. What difference it makes? Because we get fed and we grow and we mature in the Word of God. In a relationship even with Him. Amen. And in verse 19 he goes on and says we need to be slow to wrath. He teaches us to contain our anger. Amen. Not to get upset so easy. Amen. How many of you? I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to go there. Amen. So how many of you get upset easy? But every one of us. Amen. This old flesh is about apt to get out of control. Amen. But Proverbs 15:1, he says, a soft answer turneth away wrath. Amen. So what we do, he said, we're willing to listen, we're willing to hear God, and we're slow to speak, and we're slow to get mad about what God says to us. Amen. And God says, you know what? He starts pointing, and like so many people said, well, that preacher got to plowing up my row. Or that preacher got to stepping on my toe. What not? It wasn't the preacher plowing. It wasn't the preacher a stepping, praise God. It was God trying to show us where we're at and where He'd like for us to be. Amen. He said, and we line up with that, praise God. You know how you do it? You just get up out of your seat in the middle, sir, whatever it is. Go to an old-fashioned altar. Bow your head and say, oh, God, help me, Lord. Amen. He said, be willing to hear so we can act upon that we hear. Amen. Praise the Lord. A soft answer. Praise God. Say, yes, Lord. Amen. It's me. Praise God. That needs you to touch me. Amen. That word that was given out, it was for me. But we're so prideful, we say, got that big old scoop shovel and we're constantly shoveling it over our shoulder. Boy, he's laying it on them this morning. Praise God. Poor old Kevin Carl's back there. They're up in the booth and they're being buried. Amen. But we ought to be slow to speak. Like I say, oh Lord, please. I know what you're talking to me. Lord, help me to make my life right. Amen. I think but what difference make? Why do we do what we do? Why do we come to church? We come to church to hear what God's got to say to me. That my heart might be stirred up. I might be drawn closer to God than I've ever been. I want to go out every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday, a little different than I come in. Just a little bit closer to God. Realizing I've done the best I could for Him and for His glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. He goes on in verse 20. He said, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. He said, be slow to wrath. Because when we get mad and upset, he said, it's hardly ever going to do something that's right according to God. Amen. Now there is a time to be angry and sin not. I tell you, sin, the devil makes me mad. When I see him trying to shake up our families and shake up our homes and tire up our young people, it makes me mad. But praise God, drive us to our knees and we lift up our voices together and say, oh God, please help us, Lord. Amen. In an anger toward the devil, praise God. He goes on and verse 21, and he says, wherefore? Now here we go again. He says, because of what we've seen here, because of the wrath that's apt to come up and anger, he said, because we realize, praise God, that it's the Word of God. He said, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted words which is able to save our souls. Amen. He said, because of the Word, he said, it brings salvation. Amen. He said, "What? Because we're apt to get all fuzzed up in ourselves, praise God, we need more God more day by day than we ever have. Amen? Because He's encouraging us, He's helping us, He's leading us, He's showing us the right way. His way. Amen? Praise God. I like God's way, don't you? It's the only way. Praise the Lord. So we see, the Bible says here in verse 21, that which is able to save our souls. So we see what happens here when James said, when we get in here and we don't allow error to come in and we study, we see God's Word, we're ready to receive what God's got for us, praise God. He not only saves our soul, but He begins to do mighty things for us. Amen. He begins to take away all those old things. The same kind of things the same Word that saves us is the same Word, He said, that cleanses us from our sin. Amen. He says here that he said, wherefore? He said, because of the things that goes on. He said, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteous God. He said, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and naughtiness. That's that overabundance. That's the wickedness that so easily besets us. Praise God. He said, we overcome that through the same thing, the same one that saves us from our sins. Amen. Praise God, that's what makes the difference. That's why we do what we do. Amen. It's why we come in, praise God, we praise God that's seeking the things of God. So God begins to fill us when we begin to hear Him. In Psalms 119:11, He said, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Amen. It's taking that in and letting it sink in. The word that I have hidden mine heart. Amen. You know, I can get up here and just spout out a wealth of verses and just be filled with all the knowledge, and praise God, and that's going to help me, but it's not going to, praise God, but it's not going to be what you need at your time. But praise God, when God begins to fill you, when you begin to hide it in your heart, amen. When we begin to be born again, saved, and we begin to hide it in our own heart, praise God, then we can take it and use it, Lord, for His glory. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, it'd be nice if we had somebody who was just full of knowledge, full of Bible, that we could just take with us everywhere we went. Amen. Newsflash, we do. We got the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. And praise God. That's why He said we read and we study, praise God, to show ourselves approved. A workman needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise God, then He's there to go with us everywhere that we go. So that we can have what's at the appropriate time. Amen. And God begins to use that, praise the Lord. So we see here, He says that we can hide it in our heart. And now we're back down here to the text. He says, the Bible says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So what He's saying here in verse 22, in the text I read at the beginning of your hearing, amen, it said that when a man hears and he doesn't act on what he hears, that he's deceived, and he's actually deceiving himself, or he's deceived within himself. When we hear it and we don't act upon it. And people, I hear you say, "Well, preacher, I'd never do that. Boy, if God spoke to my heart..." You're lying. Hey, how many times does God speak to our heart? Amen. I mean, how many times is during a preaching or a Sunday school lesson or even in the singing, God speaks to our heart and shows us something that we need, something that He has in abundance to give, and we sit there like a bump on a log. Amen. We just sit there and we don't do nothing. He said, when we hear and we don't act upon what we hear, He said, we're deceiving ourselves. He said, well, I don't really need that right now. Here's the one the devil used. He said, you can get that later. Huh? You don't really need to load up with all that now. He said, you can get that later. Just wait till later. You're all right where you're at right now. Well, that's the biggest lie the devil ever told. I wonder how many people has waited to just a little while and slipped off and went off into hell, lost out God. Amen? When the Holy Ghost God said, you know, Jesus loved you, He died for you, He won't save you. And they said, well, the devil said, well, just a little bit. But when we hear and we just wait, we don't act on what we hear. He said, we're deceived even within ourselves. I tell you, it'd be better for us to never have heard than to hear and not follow what He says. Amen? It'll be better for those in the deep, dark jungles, praise God, that may have never heard the God. Now, they have at some time. Paul tells in Romans chapter 1, he said they the whole world's been preached to at one time, but said they chose to forget God. I'm afraid it's the world we're living in. We're choosing to forget God or to remember God. We choose to forget Him, amen. But I wonder what's going to happen to those that refuse to do what God said. It'd be better if they had never even heard, amen. It'd be better for them on that day of judgment if they had never heard. How do you know? Look at Luke chapter 6, verse 46. Jesus said this. He said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Amen? He said, why call ye me Lord, Lord? He said, why do you call me Master, Master? Amen? And then He said, you call me Master, Master, Lord, Lord. And He said, but you don't do what I say. What kind of master is He? I guess they was assuming He was somebody else's master. Amen? You say, well, what difference does it make? It makes a difference because He's supposed to be our master, our Lord. Amen. And if He's our master, our Lord, we ought to do what He says. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, preacher. That's right. Amen. Amen. If He's our Lord, then we ought to listen to Him. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying we ought to follow the book if we say that we believe it. Amen? I run into people all the time and say, yeah, I believe the Word of God. I believe it's the Word of God. But these parts of it, you know, it's just not. Well, then you don't believe it. Amen. You either believe it all or you're not, or you're an unbeliever. Amen. So I know for some folks that's a hard pill to swallow, because you can't, it don't allow you to live the way you want to live. But it'll help you to live the way that you need to live. Amen? Praise the Lord. And we all need help, because we're apt to get caught up in this error. Amen? So the Bible tells here that we're begotten by the Word. In James chapter 4, on this same line of thought, he says, therefore, there too. And he's speaking about those things that we take for granted. About, you know, tomorrow and the next day and next year. And we say, well, and in next week I'm going to, and you know, in 2017 I'm going to, and he says, what we better do, he said, we better say, you know, if it be God's will, I'm going to have tomorrow. If it's God's will, I'll have next week and next month and maybe next year. Amen? And he says, therefore, he said, because we tend to take too much upon ourselves, he said, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's what? Sin. Amen? So he said, if we know to do good, if we know we're supposed to follow the Lord and follow His Word, and we don't do it, he said, to him it's sin. Amen? Straight up. So he goes back. We go back to our text here, and we see he said that, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So what difference does it make? Why do we do what we do? Because the Word of God is a mirror that reflects. In verse 23, it says, if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man that beholdeth his natural face in a glass. Amen. That's a seat in a glass, in a mirror. You see reflection. Amen. He said, for he beholdeth himself, he sees himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So what we do in a glass, he said, we're begotten by the Word. He said, we see ourselves in a mirror, and then a man goes away and he forgets what he saw in the mirror. Amen. Forgot what you look like. You ever got out there a little ways and you rub your chin, it feels kind of coarse. You say, wait a minute, did I shave? Did I forget to shave this morning? Feel kind of rough. And then you start thinking about, maybe it's just me. You start thinking about, do I remember seeing myself in the mirror this morning? Did I put on shaving? You're trying to, and you don't remember. Now most of you probably ain't that senile. But wait, if you're 50, it's coming. But then you see yourself and you go away. But see, that's what he said. He said, you see yourself in the mirror, and it don't take long to forget where you are. But he said, you know what we do? When we look in the Word, praise God, the Word of God ought to be a reflection of who we are. Amen. If the Word of God is a reflection of who we are and who we're trying to become, praise God, he said, then we'll see a reflection, not of ourselves, but a reflection of God. Amen. And it'll make a difference. It'll change why we do what we do. When we see ourselves in the reflection of God's Word. Amen. So we see this thing lined up. He said, we're begotten by the Word. And the Word of God is what begins to give us a reflection. Amen. An image of who we are. Praise the Lord. So we start lining up by the book. I think church people have for so long just been flipping in our religion, flipping in the things that we do, and just say, well, you know what? I'm a Christian. Woohoo, I'm good to go. Amen? But how we determine that, praise God, is the reflection that we have according to His Word. Amen? We look in the mirror and we see ourselves, we see our reflection, we see who we are, but when we look in God's Word, when somebody reads God's Word, somebody shows us in God's Word, it shows us a true reflection of that inward man. Amen? Why do we do what we do? Amen? What difference does it make? It ought to make a great big difference, because it ought to bring glory to God. Amen? We ought to search our heart. If we call ourselves Christians, amen, then we ought to be a reflection of Christ. Amen? Amen. What difference does it make? We will look more like Jesus, our Savior. Amen. If we've been born again, if the Word of God has been applied to our hearts and our lives, then we're more like Him today, we'll be more like Him tomorrow than we were yesterday. Amen? Praise God. Because we're becoming a reflection of who He is. What difference does it make? Because it'll determine why we do what we do. Why we come to the house of God, why we worship, why we try to tell people about Christ. Amen? It'll determine why we do what we do, praise God. It'll be that difference that's in our life. It's what makes that difference. It's Christ Jesus our Savior. Praise the Lord. It's that Word of God. James says, hey, listen, he said, don't get caught up, don't be seduced by the world. Amen. Don't be deceived and led away. He said, just stay with the truth. Because the truth will make you into what Jesus would have you to be. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, we need to be more like Him than we ever have been. If we could just settle in our hearts at our church that we're going to look at God's Word and we're going to line up with His Word, praise God, and it becomes who we are for the glory of God. I tell you what, you'd get a shout down in your soul that they couldn't. Praise God, you go out of here one of these days and maybe by the grave and they put you in that casket of prayer, roll you up front of church. Praise God, there'd be a smile so big on you, glory be to God, that the undertaker can't do nothing about it. Amen. Because you died, went out, praise God, rejoicing in the Lord. But so I tell you what, I ain't looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upward taker. I'm looking for Jesus. Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Amen. Praise God. Does it make a difference? Does it make a difference if we're ready? Amen. If you ain't ready, you're going to be left behind. Now listen, this thing just almost finished. They said today, oil prices are rocking. They went down, they're starting to creep back up just a little bit. And they said, now Putin has got to make a play. They had a UN summit today to try to fix this thing, try to pull a ceasefire, you know, all this stuff in Syria together. And he said, yeah, I'll give you a ceasefire. God waited till they started in the thing and started bombing all over the place. Yeah. He's out to prove a point. That Baird North, he's already down there in the Syria. Just waiting to pounce on that little nation of Israel. Why? Because the prices of oil is volatile, and they's the biggest mass reserve they found in Israel of anywhere else in the world, other than the United States of America. You know, we got one of the greatest masses of oil they found up there in North and South Dakota of anywhere in the world. I mean, that supersedes Iraq. You know that? It's right there. Amen. All we got to do is tap into it, put in that pipeline, ship it down there, start processing it. But this thing's just falling right into place. I mean, well, I tell you, I watch that and I just see Isaiah and Ezekiel and Jeremiah. I just see those books being fulfilled, Daniel being fulfilled right before our eyes. And praise God, I'm like, glory to God, I'm getting ready. I'm a looking, I'm a watching. Seems like every cloud's got a different glow to it. Because I'm looking for my Savior to step out with a shout and a trump and say, come up hither. And praise God, he'll say, come away, my beloved, my fair one. And praise God, all those that's been born again is going to go out of here. We'll leave them with this, praise the Lord. That's why this old world, it don't bother me much. Because I'm not of this world, I'm of another country. Amen. And my Lord said, hey, I'm a looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Does it make a difference? Does it make a difference what we get? Does it make a difference what we have? Praise God, it ought to. It'll change why we do what we do. If the Word of God makes a difference in our lives, amen? Praise God, these young folk all over this country that's watching me and you, they're seeing how we act and react every day. Amen. Our families, listen, our families is watching our lives. And I know, if you're like me, there's a whole lot of them I'd just like to get away from. You know, disallow myself, disassociate myself, pretend. Let me just say it like this. Just pretend like I don't know them. Amen? But even those people, they're watching our lives. They're watching how we handle these situations. Amen? And what we do and how we act and react is having an influence on them. What are you saying? I'm saying what we take in and what we give out, it makes a difference. That's why we do what we do. Amen. Because we should want to make a difference in these last days which we live. We want to make a difference on these lives, especially these young people. Man, we need to make a difference because this is a messed up world they're living in. The teachers are going to these liberal colleges. The liberal colleges teaching these teachers to be liberal. They're going out and telling them that everything's okay. Don't listen to mama. Don't listen to daddy. Don't listen to the preacher. Just listen. Just be your own person. Do your own thing. It's okay. And man, they're messing our youngins up terrible. But we need to root them and ground them in the Word of God. And the only way we'll do that is be a good influence, a good example. That's why James said, hey, he said, youngins, don't err. Don't be seduced. Don't be changed. Don't be led away. Praise God. He said, just stay with the truth. What's the truth? Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Death, buried, and risen again, praise God, for the glory of God. That's what makes the difference. Praise the Lord. Stand with me.